My name is Kevin Schindler. I'm the historian at Lowell Observatory.
Actually, it was Kevin that twisted my arm to contribute to this book. I'm Will Grundy, planetary scientist at Lowell Observatory.
I'm Bill Sheehan, independent scholar and psychiatrist. I got interested in this story when I was about 10 years old, actually. And the first person that really captivated my imagination at that point was Percival Lowell.
Lowell wasn't the only person looking for a ninth planet, but Lowell really is the one that spent the most amount of time and the most amount of resources. And as Will has pointed out, you know, you look at the evolution of our knowledge about Pluto, it kind of parallels Flagstaff itself, where Flagstaff was a young community and has matured and grown just like Pluto has, except Pluto has gotten smaller with time and Flagstaff's gotten larger, I guess, but besides that.
Yeah, I like to think of Pluto and Flagstaff as having grown up together in a sense, because if you think back to when Percival Lowell first really started seriously hunting for Pluto in 1905, Flagstaff, you know, was like a little depot on the railroad where cattle and logs would get loaded on the trains.
And Arizona wasn't even a state yet.
Yeah, Arizona wasn't even a state yet. And by the time Pluto was discovered, Arizona was a state, but Flagstaff was still a pretty small town, and it was the dark part of the Great Depression. And so here was this bright, shining discovery that sort of like the one happy piece of news amidst a flood of discouraging news.
And you think about the size of Pluto, you know, we think about planets as being very large. Pluto's about half the size of our moon. It's not a very big planet.
Well, and that's significant because it ends up that what Clyde Tombaugh discovered was the largest of the Kuiper Belt objects, and it's significantly brighter than any and larger than any other Kuiper Belt object. So it's really anomalous in that respect. And that brings us to the vexed question of whether it deserves to be a planet or a dwarf planet. And I think most planetary scientists still are of the opinion that it should be called a planet. Small animals are not called, you know, something else. They're
bugs.
Still animals. Yeah, small animals are bugs. Maybe we should call Pluto a bug.
You know, I think something else interesting about the controversy, beyond whether they called a planet or not, is that it really showed Pluto as this prototype of this third zone of the solar system. You have the inner terrestrial planets, the gas giants, and then these icy bodies, and Pluto's kind of the king of those. And so, you know, whether it's a planet or not aside, it's part of this whole zone of the solar system out there that was previously not understood up until just recently.
And there's a whole zoo of these bodies out there, and probably still some that haven't even been discovered yet.
I think it really gives us a sense of how small we are and how tangential we are in some ways on our little Earth to what's going on in the larger cosmic picture.
This flyby of Pluto a couple of years ago now gave a whole new generation a taste of what it's like to see something, a whole new class of object for the first time ever, and have your head blown. And it's really great for the public to get a chance to see that, and for a new generation especially to be able to see that.